AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Three people are in custody in the U.S. charged with plotting to travel overseas to join the Islamic State. One man was arrested at Kennedy Airport in New York. Another was arrested in Brooklyn. The third person was arrested in Florida. Federal prosecutors say two of the men came to the attention of law enforcement last summer. If nothing is done in Congress, money runs out Friday at the Department of Homeland Security.
Until the Senate does something, we're in a wait-and-see mode.
Speaker John Boehner says the House has done their job. The House bill includes the overturning of President Obama's executive actions on immigration. Secretary of State John Kerry is defending nuclear talks going on with Iran. The AP's Mark Smith reports critics say Iran cannot be trusted.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Roy says inspectors have lots of unanswered questions about Iran's nuclear efforts.
Iran has continued to stonewall international inspectors concerning its past bomb work.
And Kerry agrees. The Iranians must come clean.
The questions have to be answered, and they will be unless if they want to have an agreement.
But he told the House panel it's still wrong to denounce a deal before one's been made. He says big disputes about Iran's nuclear program remain to be settled, and doing that by the end of March deadline will be hard. Mark Smith at the White House.
At least 17 people were injured near Bangor, Maine, when more than 40 vehicles were involved in a crash on a snowy Interstate 95.
One of our veteran troopers on the scene said it looked like a giant pile of metal. There were cars piled on top of each other.
That's Steve McCausland with Maine State Police, who says some of the injuries were serious. Snow is expected later today in Georgia. No reason was given, but the execution of the state's only female death row inmate has been postponed. Kelly Renee Gissendaner was supposed to be executed tonight for killing her husband. It has been reset to Monday. Wall Street, the Dow is up 20 points. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court is indicating it will side with a Muslim woman in a religious discrimination case. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
It's an employment discrimination claim made by a Muslim woman who was turned down for a job at Abercrombie and Fitch. That's after she wore a black headscarf to her job interview. And that's in conflict with the clothing retailer's dress code. The company has since changed its policy on headscarves and has settled similar lawsuits elsewhere.
A divided Supreme Court ruled a fisherman in Florida is off the hook after he was convicted of tossing undersized grouper off his boat. John Yates was convicted of illegally dumping the smaller fish overboard to avoid prosecution. And the Supreme Court ruled a state regulatory board in North Carolina, made up mostly of dentists, violated federal law against unfair competition when it tried to prevent lower-cost competitors in other fields from offering teeth whitening services. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.